three students are discussing their upcoming trip to Iceland.
I'm really delighted about our trip to Iceland. There are so many things I want to see, especially the volcanoes and the beautiful beaches nearby. We're also going to visit a national park where you can actually see where two continents connect. But I think diving is probably the activity I'm looking forward to the most.
I'm really happy with the activities we've planned as well. The volcano scenery should be amazing, and I'd definitely like to spend some time at the beach. I like diving too, although sometimes the water can be too cold for me. Personally, I think Iceland would be even better in winter because I really like hot springs. There are lots of natural hot springs there, so that's something I'd really like to experience.
I'm really looking forward to the trip too. I've been to both Europe and North America before, but Iceland sounds completely different and amazing. I'm especially interested in the natural landscape and the black sun phenomenon. I think it'll be great just to walk around the campsite and enjoy the nature around us.
There are some other unusual places we can visit as well. Apparently, there's a road where you can drive under the cliffs and enjoy the scenery along the way. And apart from the volcanoes, there are natural hot springs in several areas. I think we'll have plenty of opportunities to walk around and enjoy nature.
I also heard about some interesting swimming pools there. They're actually former industrial sites, but now they look as if they were naturally formed. That sounds really interesting to me, especially because I enjoy swimming and hot springs. It could be nice to relax there after spending the day outdoors.
Yeah, I think we'll have a good mix of activities on this trip. We can see the volcanoes and beaches, visit the national park, and spend some time walking around the campsite. We just need to make sure we follow the schedule because we're returning on Friday afternoon. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing trip.
Good point about sticking to the schedule. I just hope the weather won't ruin our plans. Iceland's weather can change really rapidly, so we'd better pack some warm waterproof clothing in case of sudden rain or strong winds.
That makes total sense. I also wonder whether we should book the hot spring tickets ahead of time. Those popular sites tend to get crowded with tourists, and we do not want to waste precious waiting time.
I agree with both of you. Besides practical preparations, I am curious about local food. Maybe we can try some traditional Icelandic dishes for dinner one night. It would be a nice way to learn more about the local culture.